שיש בין גלן לילי נשמאס מורן רב אברום יעקב מרמי זן ולקוין ונשמאס רב נסנר בן רב זלמן פנחס הקוין נשמאס רב ישוע חיים בן עמוד חצבי הלוי ונשמאס רב דוד בן רמי שגרוסמן כולם זכיינם לברוכה. We are in the middle of Tosfos. It started on the Pei Amud Beis. We had a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, Pshat and Rab Zeira. The Gemara asked a kasha, according to the Chachamim, that holds this an issa of Oisei ves Benoi, by Kochim Bifnim. So the Gemara asked, by the second Kolben, shechted the first Kolben, and then he shechted the second Kolben, he shechted the aim, and then he shechted the ben, she should be like Shmeinim, he should be like als Oisiv es Benoi, should also be like als Mechusas Man. So the Gemara answered this kasha, Rabbi Zeira Omar, Hanach le Mechusas Man, the kosev nitkei la'ese. Chusas man is a kosev nitkei la'ese. My time adoma kro miyim hashmini v'holo yerotze. So the Torah was menatekit la'ese. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns pshat that this is a lav anitik la'ese. It is different from most lav in hanitki la'ese. Now, here pshat is that since the Torah wrote the essay after the lav, that means the essay of Meyayim Ashmini Vahola Yerotze is an essay that can only be niskayim after the zman of the lav. So this is not dumye the lav dechsime. So memele, you don't get malchus on such a lav because the Torah wrote an essay afterward. This is Shitas Rashi, and it falls into the Gedorim of Lav Anitik La'asei. Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, Nitkoi La'asei means that since the Posik is Meyutel, the Posik is coming to tell us, even though all Psulei Kodesh, there is a Lav of Lo Yerotze, but the Psul Kodesh of Mechusel Zman, there's no lav of lo yerotze, there's only an iser asay of miyayim hashmini v'holo yerotze. So this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now, let us see, we're up to v'hashta niche, it's around 10 lines from the top of Tosfos. It's right before what says Vochim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. It's the line before. V'hashta niche. So we have here this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is pshat? What is pshat in Rabbi Zeira? Rashi again learns it's a lav hanitik la'asei, and Tosfos learns a kosev nitkoi la'asei that the lav of mechusel's man. The Torah said that this psul kodesh, there's no lav of lo yerotze, there's only an essay of miyayim hashmini v'holo yerotze. So Tosfos says v'hashte nichem sugye de perek poras chatos. So now, according to my pshat, we can understand a gemore in Zvochim. The kama Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, Oisoi ve'es benoi, u'mechusel zman, b'loi sase, that an oisoi ve'es benoi in a mechusel zman, the oiva aloi sase, u'meforish b'gmore taimo, what loi sase are your oiva, mikro de loi sasum, k'choil asher anachnu oisim ayoim ish kol ayoshe be'eino. Now let us see the Bach, and then we'll explain Shitas Rab Shimon. The Bach is a Zdalit. So let us see. Omalohu Moshe li Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, "Shetavoyu la'eretz Yisrael, betakrivu, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and the first 14 years the bomis were mutar, betakrivu, and you'll be makrib korbonis, is yishorois takrivu. You could be makrib nidorim and nidovis, choyvois loy takrivu, but since it's only a boma, so you cannot be makrib choyvois. Vegilgol legabi shiloi mechusas manu. Gilgal Agabi Shile was a Mechusas man. That means as follows. If when they came to Eretz Yisrael, someone would be Makriv Achoiva. So Achoiva Be'etzem, it's Oymed Lehikore, not now, you have to wait till you come to Shile. So if you're Makriv now in Gilgal, Akobe Achoiva, so you're this love of Leisason Kein Lashem Alekechem, because it says Kola Yosha, you can only be Makriv Nidorim and not Chayve. So there's a love. This is a love of a Mechusel's man. That means it's not as yet this man of Chayvez. So if a person is Makrivit Koydim's manoi, he's over this love of Leisason. Yeah. Uporich, so the Gemara asks Akasha, according to Rab Shimon, Yehochi milki nami lilki, so you should get Malkis and Mechusel's man. This love of Leisason is a love of Mechusel's man, according to Rab Shimon, so you should get Malkis. Aloma omar Rab Zeira akosev nitke lesei. So why did Rab Zeira say, every Mechusel's man, you do not get Malkis, it's Nitke Lesei. According to Rab Shimon, there's a lav, and often a lav Leisason, there's a lav of Mechusel's man. So, Tosfos explains the Gemara's Kasha, Lishi Tosai, Perish. Kivin the Omrinin, the Ike Behed Yelav, be Mechusel's man. If there's an often a posik that tells us there's a lav in Mechusel's man, in Cain Luki Yolech, you should get Malkis. The Lekele Meimel, the Nitkele, say, Hosom Kiyoche. You can't say, like we said over here, the Ose Legalois, the Gilsis, Ho Ese, the Ese comes to me Megale, the Lo Yerotze, Lekoi, a Mechusel's man, Elo Ashar Psulim. So let us explain what Tosfos is saying. Rav Zeir, according to Tosfos Pshat, there is a lav of Lo Yerotze. The lav of Lo Yerotze is Koilul Ul Psulim. If a person sheds Ul Psulim, Abal Mum, Asarua, Kolot, he sheds Ul Mumim, Ul Psulim, Lakrove, he's over a lav of Lo Yerotze. So Rav Zeir said, so by Mechusas man, why did the Torah make an essay? I have a love of Lo Yerotze. This is Posul Lakrove. Why did the Torah make the essay? So the Torah said, you know, this psul, there's no love of Lo Yerotze. This psul, there's an essay from Miyoyim Ashmini Vaholam. So that means, if I had a kloliistic love, I had a love which was koilu many psulim, and by a miyuchidike psul, there's an essay, so I say the Torah said, that this psul is different than all other psulim. Like Tosfos had brought Shitas Rab Yosi Havora Lelav Yotzos. The Havora was also Lamates Melachis. It says a lav by Havora that tells this is different than Lamates Melachis, only over a lav. Frek the Gemara, but according to Rab Shimon says there's a specific lav. And Mechusas man, the Torah said beferish that is a lava Mechusas man leisasun. So how can Rab Zeira say a blank statement? You're not loika Mechusas man. According to Rab Shimon, there's a beferish a lava and Mechusas man. So Mamela, so the Gemara is asking there a merdike kasha and Rab Zeira. That's what they said. Give the kosher be lava if neatmoi. Le Shaykh Lameh Mahochi, that the Torah wrote the essay to tell us, It's not nichlal with all other psulim. Forget this, a beferish lav amachusas man. Ah, well, a perish a kuntres, but according to Rashi, kehei chidelo yirotza, have a nitik lase. Rashi learns a different pshat. Rashi learns pshat is that it goes into the gather of a lav of a michlal asay. There is a lav, that goes into lav a nitik lase. There is a lav of lo yirotz. The lav of lo yirotz is going amachus as ma. Why aren't you loike by mechus as man? Because it's nitik lasei. So memele. So what's this? Why is the Gemara asking Akashe and Rab Zeire, according to Rab Shimon, you should get malchus? Is what's the problem? Why should get malchus? Ke heiche de lo yerotz ava nitik lasei. Ochinami leisasun is also nitik lasei. What's the problem? V'imkein my porich. What is pshat in the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara asks? The Gemara asks, according to Rab Shimon, you should get malchus and akasha Rab Zeira. Why should you get malchus according to Rab Shimon? Just like the essay of Miyoy Mashmini v'hola yerotze is menatek the love of lo yerotze, so be menatek the love of lo yisasa. What's the problem? V'horav Rav Shmuel mivardoim hoyoimer v'hochi perusha. Rav Shmuel mivardoim said, Amir de kipshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means as follows. Kiven de ispeinami lav de loisasun. According to Rav Shimon, there are two lavim on b'chusas man. One lav is lo yerotze. The other lav is loisasun. So then the Gemara's kasha is lilki d'loi osi chad esei umenatik hani trei lavi. One esei cannot be menatik to lavi. And where do we see such a klal? Kedoma v'mesaches t'murim. The Gemara says d'loi osi asei d'vaho yohu t'marosa yiyakodish, which is an esei, v'oka trei lavi d'loi achlifenu v'loi yomir oisei. So the Gemara says in Temura, you like it by Temura, it's a lava nitik lasei, because there's two lavin. So we see from the Gemara Yisai, the whole halacha of lava nitik lasei was only said, there's only one lav. If there's two lavin, so memela, then you don't say lava nitik lasei tapata for malchus. So memela, Rav Shmuel Mivardun said, so according to Rashi, it's moyadik. The Gemara's kasha was, according to Rab Shimon, there's two lavin by Mechusas Man. Besides the lav of Lo Yerotze, there's also a lav of Lo Yisasun. So Memele, so how could Rab Zeire say, you don't get Malchus by Mechusas Man, according to Rab Shimon, since there are two lavin by Mechusas Man, you should get Malchus, because an essay is not menatic to lav. V'i'evsha loy malkei. So Tosfos says, there's no such yisod that an essay cannot be menatik to love it. Aye, there's a Gemara in Temura that says that the Gemara does say this, that an essay cannot be menatik to love him. V'haino davke heiche d'shnei lavin smuchin zelo zelo. Let us look in that Gosmer Avran Sheberg. Eitzel ha-essay, you need that the two lavim are smuchim zeloze, eitzel ha-essay. That means you have the two lavim in the essay next to the other. So then there is, and that's the case of t'mure, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomir o'isoy, that's the two lavim, v'o yuhu t'marosei kodesh, that's the essay. So if you have such a scenario, you have two lavim next to the essay, then the Gemara says in Temura, you don't say lava nitik lasei. So, before we go further, so what is pshat in the kasha of Tosfos? So you can't say that that's pshat in the Gemara. The asay of miyoy mashmini v'holo is not near the lava of leyerotze. It's not near the lava of leisasun. So there is no klal b'klal that one essay cannot be menatik to love it. That's Shad and Taisvis Kashi. Teda. So Taisvis, I'll prove it to you. There's no such random cloud that an essay cannot be monotic to love. You need a certain massive to love and smuch into the essay. Like the case in Tmura. The Oma Beperkein Aloikin, the Gemara says in Makis, Loisase shekodmu esei loikin olo. Loisase that the esei is shayich before the lav. So it's loikin olo. In Maisi, where do we see this? Mivi shalcha min amachne, loyetamu es machneya. It's a lav of loyetamu es machneya. So since the esei is vi shalcha min amachne is kodmei esei, this esei is before the lav. So Memele, so therefore, you don't say Lavanitik lesson. And the Gemara brings a raya. Where do you see that you like it? V'tome Elohein ha-loikin, tome abola migdosh. So why is tome abola migdosh like it? Ay, it's a Lavanitik lesson, there's an essay, Yishalchem in ha-machne. So you see, this essay, since it's Kodmoy essay, so that's why, therefore, you're not like it. Like Taisvis, according to Rav Shmuel Mevardun, Marayi, what's the raya that Kodmai Esay Leloi Sasi Yoloike? Dul Mahosa Mishum Deike Trei Lavi. Maybe over there, there's two Lavi. If you say such a cloud, that an Esay cannot be Menatik to Lavi, because there's two Lavi by Tmei, Leyitamus Machnei, Vikanami Lavdal Dvela Migdosh Loi Sovai. So what's the Gemara's raya? Is al kochoch, you have to say that this klal of al essay is not menatik to lavin, is dafke in this unique case that the two lavin masmuchim to the essay. Then you say ein essay doiche, ein ein essay is not menatik to lavin. But over there by tume, where it is not that way, some emele fakel, it should be menatik. No, the only reason is because it's a essay the lav shekod me essay. One raya. V'oy damrinen bahi pilke. Another raya that an essay could be menatik to lavin. As the Gemara says, leiloki alav the leisigzel. You're not like on the lav of leisigzel. Mishum de nitik leisay. Leisigzel is nitik leisay. Tveishim esagzel leisigzel. So that's you not like it. Like Taisvis, the ikanami lav the leisashik, every leisigzel yeva leisashik. Lamarava perkamakabal, I know a shik, I know gesel. Lamakosve bishne shemis, lava olu bishne labim. So lechoire, how could the Gemara say that you're not like on gesel because it's nitik lesay? According to Rav Shmuel Mivardun, but it's two labim. And essay is not menatik to lavim. Ella al kochoch, this yisod, only if the two lavim are smuchin to the essay. Ella vadi dakanech the shnei lavim smuchin to the marav ranchenberg, smuchim la say koma. But if it's not somuch to the essay, there's no such klal that an essay cannot be menatik to lavim. Koma dle okolu chad essay. Period. So memele, so, we have here a Gemara in Zvochim. The Gemara asks, according to Rav Shimon, there's a Beferish Elav, and Mechusas Man Loisas, and you should get Malkus, Nakasha and Rav Zeira. So Taisha says, according to my Pshat is Meredik, the whole concept of Nitkei Lesei means, if there is a Lav Kloli, which is Koilol many Psulim, and then I see it says, Miyamish Mini Vahola Yerotze, it says a yisr essay on one of the psulim, so I see on this psul there's no lav of leyerot, there's only an yisr essay. So the Gemara says, but according to Rav Shimon, there's a beferish lav of leisasun amachusas man, you should get malchus, and what is pshat and Rav Zayin? But according to Rashi, the pshat in Rashi's pshat that it works with lav and itik lesay, in the Rav Shmuel Mevardun said, that the Gemara's kash is according to Rav Shimon, since there's two lavin, one essay cannot be menatik to lavin. Fractoisvis, this all yisod, one essay can't be menatik to lavin, was only said if the tulavim are smuchim to the essay, and here it's not smuchim to the essay, so zichur could be menat. Voidnire, hodoloi oka trelavi, now Tais wants to say another gedol. We have the whole mekoyer of Shmuel Mivardun was from a Gemara in Temura. The Gemara says that by Temura you have two lavin, then you have an essay, and the Gemara says that this essay is not menatik the two lavin. That's the whole Mekoyer. This essay is not menatik the two lavin of Leichafenu Leyomer Oisai. So Memele, so that's what Shmuel Vardun said. Look, you see that an essay can be menatik to lavin. So Taisvah says, the first Taisvah said, no, it's only Dumyid the Leichafenu Leyomer, the Smuchim Terese. Why near it? Let's forget about that. Hodaloi Oker Trei Lavi, that what the Gemara says in Temure, that an essay can be oiker to lavin. Aino ki hi de temure, lehavi nitikomer. That's not a real essay. The ancient maise lesakin alav. It's a different type of an essay. It's a different type. The vahoya koidish lavasiyahu. It's not pshat is that if you lechafen of layomil oisa, and if you did, you should do something. You don't do anything. Vahoyahu tamarosa koidish, that it becomes, automatically becomes koidish. Mail of koidish. If the Pasuk would have said, no, if you made a temura, you have to be makriv. That's a lav anitik lesay. The Torah is telling us what to do. The Torah is telling us what to do, if you make temura. So that's a lav anitik lesay. But there it is a unique lav anitik. It's a different type of a lav anitik lesay. So by such a type of a lava nitik lesay, so there the din is that what? That two lavana can be menatik. Yeah. Blavo rikoshe shama sugiv sorich leimisham de kulu de maisosum lava nitik goma vein laharichkan. What's the second teretz of Taisu? The second kashant and of Shmuel Mivardun. Taisu says, you're bringing a raya from the Gemara and Temura. The Gemara and Temura is not a real lava nitik essay that you're doing a maise. It's a different type of a lava nitik essay. So the Leivarye is a gevardik. Some of my old Shmuel Mivardun is a good. Rashi's lava nitik essay is also not a maise. There's a lav, you're not allowed to be makir of a mechusas man. Then it says, miyayim eshmini v'ola yirotze. There's nothing, there's no tikkun on the lav. It's, we mentioned Rashi Rashi in Yuma says, it's not doime to the lav d'chsime. But this isn't a normal lav anitik lesay. This is similar to the lav anitik lesay of Temure. So Mamela Rav Shmuel Mivardun was very right. One more Taisvis on the Gemara before. The Gemara said, Gemara asked Akashe and Rab Zeire. Rab Zeire had the Miyayim Hashmini Vahola Yerotze. This was an extra posik. So the posik is coming to tell us that it's Nitkei Le'ese. Whatever Nitkei Le'ese means. So the Gemara asks, Anshuldik, this is not an extra posik. We need this posik lich the Rabbi Abturiki. The Rabbi Abturiki Rami Ksi Vaho Yeshivas Yomim Tachas Imoy. Rabbi Abturiki had a kasha. One posik says, by a Mechusas man, the first 7 days it should be Tachas Imoy. You can't be makrebed, you can't do anything. Halayla, but after the 7 days, it would seem you could be makrebed. Halayla Chazi. Then it says another pasuk, "Uchsiv miyayim hashmini v'hola yerotze, miyayim hashmini v'hola en laila loy." So Rav Abturiki asks, "I have a stira to psukim. One pasuk for yeshiva v'shem tachasim seems after the 7 days, the night of the 8th day, it's kosher lakrod. The second pasuk says miyayim hashmini v'hola, dafke by the 8th day, but till the 8th day, it's posel." so it's a stira to psukim. So Rabbi Akhtariki said, okay, so Laila leknusha yoim laharzo. So Rabbi Akhtariki said, no, the posuk means that after the 7 days at night you can be magdish. And the yoim hashmini is coming to tell us she can only be makrevit by the 8th day. So Mamela, so I need this posuk, it's not extra. I need this posuk to tell me he can only be makrevit by the 8th day. If I wouldn't say this posuk, I would think this after the 7 days, he can be makrevit. Vim taima, frektoisvis, how would I ever think he could be makrevit a korban the night to the 8th day? Mi bayoim tzavoisoi, Nafke, is that we learn that b'yom tzavoisoi can only make a krove, can only make a krove by day. You can't be makriv till you can't be makriv at night. B'yom v'loy b'layla. So why do you need this posik m'yom hashmini v'holo to tell me that by night you can't be makriv? I know you can't be makriv. There's a posik. You can't be makriv at night. So Tosfos says, no. Let's not mix up these two things. The din of the Yom Tzavoisai is a din in Zman HaKrove. The Zman HaKrove is by Yom, not by Laila. What if you shechted it by night and you brought it on the Mizbeach? So, there's no chsoron in the korban. There's a chsoron that the hakrove was not done properly. The hakrove was done at night. So here the din is im ola lo yere. You made that it's not as man hakrove im ola lo yere. Here this pasuk miyoyim hashmini v'hola yerotz is telling me it's a posel korban. It's a mechutzos man legabi hakrove till the 8th day. It's posel hakrove. So here there's a din im ola yere. So that's pshat. And Rav Abturiki, says that this Vahoya Miyoy Mashmini Vole Yerotze is not coming to tell us Rav Zeir's Chiddush, it's coming to tell us that it's first kosher lakrove Yoy Mashmini. V'teima, but that's not too good. Rav Shimon who the islay by mizbeach mekadish. This din im that by if you makrev at night, it's im ola lo yered. That's Rav Shimon who the islay by mizbeach mekadish. So he holds that im ola lo yered. Rav Yehuda who's choylik a Rav Shimon, he holds that im ola yered also. So what's the kasha? Agma is going according to Rav Yehuda. The Amish is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that in that afilu, if you share, it also will be im olo yered. So according to Rav Yehuda, we have an extra posik. So what's the kasha Rav Zeira? Rav Zeira is going alibe the Rav Yehuda. And the whole kash is based Lushitas Rab Shimon. So Ashik is not going according to Rab Shimon. Vi Rabbi Tariki Rab Shimon, my porch minay the sugi doche, the porch vilil kedami mishumachus as male porch el rabbonon. Rab Shimon ochinami the loki, the mepeg basra des vochem. So Mamela, Rab Zeir is going according to the rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, miyayim mashmini vaholo is miyuter. Because as v'yem tzavoisei, I know im ola yered. According to Rav Shimon, you take a get malchus. Rav Zeir isn't going according to Rav Shimon. Shema Rav Zeir dohoche somu leki Rav Nachum v'yitzok damosu da Rav Shimon nami leiloki. According to Rav Shimon, you're also leiloki. No, according to Rav Shimon, so then we need the pasuk of Rav Abturiki. Because Rav Shimon knows v'yem tzavoisei means im ola lo yered. Why the shloime that afkemina had the posel mishemachusas man, the posel af bebome af psulayla leke bebome lishmu bishelizbochem. Then Taisa says another teretz that the emison. Taisa is a kashet tepik lei that it's miyuter because als mechusas man it's also possible. Als chita balayla it's possible. So Taisva says, the shaila is lagabi abome. By abome, chita balayla is kosher. Mechusas man is possible. So Mamela is so the Gemara says, so I need this pasuk to tell me that Mechusas man is possible al koponim by Abome. So Mamela, so the pasuk is not miyut, and this is going a fill according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, we're up to the Gemara further. Five lines from the bottom. Va'ozda Rove Letaimei. Rove said, according to Rab Shimon holds a shchita ruuya is not called a shchita. So Rove said as follows, according to Rab Shimon, if let's learn like one pshat in Rashi, and Rashi learns like it now in this year. According to Rab Shimon, if a person will shecht kochim bifnim, he has a mother and a son. Both of them are kabonis. He shechts the mother, he zerik the dam, baldik, it's a good shchita, it's called a shchita ruye. He shechted the mother, he zerik the dam, tsroi lachila, gewaldik. Now he goes and shechts the son, so we come to be masrehim, and we tell him, listen, if you're gonna shecht the son, you're either Yisibes Benoit can get Malkus. So he looks back and he says, huh? Who says I'm get Malkus? Who says I'll be Zarek the Dam? If I won't be Zarek the Dam, so Memele, it's not a Shchita Ruye. Going according to Rab Shimon, a Shchita Ruye, lo Yishma Shchita. So Ravet said, according to Rab Shimon, you'll never get Malkus by Kochim when you shech the Ben, because you can never give a hasro. You can't tell me if you shech, you're going to get malchus. If you shech the ben, you're going to get malchus. Because he says, who says I'm get malchus? I can shech the ben, I won't get malchus. If I won't make zrik, I won't get malchus. Because it's a shchita shein eruya, according to Rab Shimon. So memele, that's what Rav had said. Zikta gmore v'ozda Rav letaimei. So Rav is going l'shita. The Omar Rove said, he chulin, you had a mother and a son. The mother was chulin, ubeno shlomim, and the son was shlomim. Shochat chulin, va'achakach shochat shlomim. First he shechted the mother, which is a shchita ruye. And then he shechted the son, his potter for Malkus, al-tasro sofik. You can't give him Malkus, he says, who says it's a shchita ruye? Who says I'm exrike? But is shlomim v'achakachulin? What if he first shechted the mother, the shlomim, and then he shechted the chulin? Chayev, and he's chayev malchus. That means he shechted the shlomim, and he was erik the dam. That was a shchita ruye. Now he shechts the chulin, so he's over al soisiv es benot. Let us see what Rashi says. Va'oz da rova letaimei. Toma shchites oisei vez benoi asro sofik. Who is asro sofik? So I'll come out like this. If he first shechted the chulin, v'achakach shochat shlomim boi bayoim pota. Asro sofik hu. Malibi da Rab Shimon noked mulsein. He's speaking a libi da Rab Shimon. Shlomim bifnim. But what if he first shechted shlomim? Here it's you're going to get Malkus if you shech the chulim. Then you'll get Malkus. This is the memory of Rav. Fine. Now Rav has said also we're speaking about according to Rab Shimon, who Rab Shimon says you need a shchita ruuya in order to have a shem shchita. Vama Robin. He chulin ubna oilo. You had a behime and a child. He chulin ubna oilo. Is loy mi boy shochet chulin vacha kach shochet oilo the potter. That's poshet. That means There's no shayla. You can't get malchus on the ben because he says, who says I'll make zrike? That's philosophic. So that is no shayla. Hello, afilu shochat oilom. Here, by an oil, according to Rav Shimon, he shechted first the oil, and then he shechted the chulin potter. Why? Shchita kamaise lav shchita basachilei. The shchita is not matel achila. Shchita's oil is not matel achila. According to Rav Shimon, in order to have a shem shchita, it has to be tevoyach, tevach, vahochem. The shchita has to be mata. That's what the Torah calls shchita, legabi ol halachas. So memeila, since when he shechted the oilo, it was not materet lachila, so zodin oisiv es benoi. That says loisishchatu. You have to make a maise shchita on both. He didn't make a maise shchita on the aim, because the aim is not muta bachila. Lav shchita, Shchita kamais lav shchita bas achile, because it's not matter b'achile. But Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, no. Achilas mizbeach, shmo achile. No, it's also matter b'achile. It's matter, the oilo you matter on the mizbeach. Achilas mizbeach, shmo achile. My time, where do you see that's called an achile? Omakro by Pigul, Vim Hei Ochel, Yei Ochel Mibsar Zevach Shlomo. Here it's speaking about that he thought to eat it Chutz Lizmanoi. So, Hei Ochel, Yei Ochel. Bishtei Achilas Akosuv Medaber, Echod Achilas Odom, Echod Achilas Mizbeach. So, Mamele, we see clearly that Achilas Mizbeach is called an Achile. So, Rab Shimon said you need a shchita that's matter b'achile, a shchita's oil is also matter b'achile, because achile's mizbech, is shmo achile. Let us see Rashi. El afilu shochat oilo, v'nizrak tomo, v'achakach shochat chulim, potel Rab Shimon. That is what Rove had said. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan, no, that's called a shchita ruya, b'shtei achilas hakosuv medabal inyan pigul, shim shochat amanas lechol chutz lezmani, amanas lehakta chutz lezmani, pigul. So you see, that's shchita, the achilas mizbeach is called an achila, so memela a shchita that is matter for the mizbeach, lachilas mizbeach, that's called, that is called a shchita ruya. Let us see Tosfos on the bottom. Oilo lav bas achile. So we have here a machlokes, Raven Rabbi Yochanan, if an oilo is called a bas achile, then it's called a shchita ruya. Rav says it's not called a shchita ruya because it's not oimid l'achile sodom. Yochanan says if it's roi l'achile mizbech, it's also called a shchita ruya. Taime. Taisus, according to Rove, in Kain Heichi Mashkachas L'Rab Shimon Tume Bo'oilo Obimurim. So how could they ever become Tome? How could an Oilo ever become Tome? How could Imurim become Tome? Because Rab Shimon holds, in order to be Mekabo Tume, it has to be an Oichel Shatayochel Lahachil Lacherim. In an oilo or imurim, you can't be machal acherim. Lav oichel shatayochel achila lacherim. Ki even the achila's mizbeach lo yishmo achila. So memele, so Rab Shimon is unique. Rab Shimon has miyuchadik halachas l'gabi tume. He has miyuchadik l'gabi shchite. Gabi tume, Rab Shimon says, an oichel that you cannot give someone else to eat is not mekabel tume. So according to Rove, Achilas Mizbeach is not called an Achila. You can't give an oila for someone else to eat. So Memelas, an oila should be impossible to be Mekabel Tume, and it's not true. An oila is Mekabel Tume, Imurim HaMekabel Tume. So Memele, so according to Rove, how can this be? There's a concept that even though it does not have the qualifications of an oichel, but chibes hakodesh, adover that's kodesh, it's ma, the chibes sheboy, gives it a shame oichel, even though halachically it's not an oichel. im kein lomer leiler rab shimen gabi porom weil mit dis wir hier dem perik marube rab shimen seit bei pora du me taime weiß in me kabel tu me da hil va hisla sha sa kaisha that after the it could have been paid it al gabi maroche so me mele and then it was roi lahachel achem if you'd be paid it. So that's why it's mekabel tumah. Typically, the chibes hakodesh mashle yoichlo. If you say chibes hakodesh will help, so why do you seem to say because it, you could have been paid it? The alkochach mahani by chibes hakodesh number by menoches vanesochem chibes hakodesh helps by poradum also. Alavadi lemahami by chibes hakodesh linyan daf algav the chesorav tomi mashle yoichlo. Chibes hakodesh will only help even though physically we consider it as burned. That chibes hakodesh gives it a chesives yoichlo. אבל אם מהני לעשה יש איכל האוסר כמותה. זאת היסוס אינסס ויש לו אימא דלינין תומה מוידה דאכילס מזבח שמו אכילה. דת רב אז מוידה דאכילס מזבח אז כל דן אכילה. אבל לינין שחיתה רויה לא יהווה שחיתה רויה אל רויה לאודם דומיה דתבויח טבח והוכן. זה זה פוסק טבויח טבח והוכן. So Mamela, there you need Ruyi Lachila Sodom, that is the Svara of Rabbah. Zakta Mishnah Baita, HaShoichet V'nimtza Treife. A person shechted a behemah, and it was Treife. So what happened over here? He made a meiser shchita. You're not allowed to eat the behema because it's treife. Or ashoichet labaydezore. He was the one that made it to be yosa bachili. Shechted labaydezore. Or ashoichet poraschatos aporadume. Visher anisko. That's also bano. The egla rufe. And it seems that Tana holds that as soon as you're miyached it from egla rufe, it's also also bachil already. So all these cases, Rabbi Shimon Poita. So Rabbi Shimon says, all these cases, since after the shchita, it's not edible. It's treife, yishech lavei dezore, poradume. So memele, since it is not edible, so memele, so it's a shchita she'ein aruya. So you'll have to shech the child the same day, because it's called. You didn't shech the mother, because the mother, a shchita she'ein aruya, lo yishma shchita ni tevoyach tevach v'hochein. The translation of shchita is that after the shchita, it's edible. And if here, me'ezes sibe she'yeh, it's not edible, so it doesn't have a shame shchita, and therefore, there's no issa avoyse bez benoit. Rab Shimon poita, v'chachomim achayvim, v'chachomim disagree with Rab Shimon. This has a, he made a meiser shchita. He's not allowed to eat it, not allowed to eat it. But that doesn't take away the shame shchita from it. So therefore, if you'll shech the son, you'll be over al tzeisiv es benay. That is, if you made a proper meiser shchita. Hashoichet v'nisnablo b'yodai. But what if a person did not make a proper meiser shchita? And unintentionally, through the shchita, it became an avela. He didn't make a proper ma'aseh shchita. Or v'hanoiche, or b'chlal didn't make a ma'aseh shchita. He just slid open the neck. Or v'hama'aker, he was like the simonim. So there, according to everyone, potter mishamayseh bez benoi, because in this case, he did not make a ma'aseh shchita. He just said, so Mamel, in the love of Oisim Ismail's Lois Shishchatu, here he did make a Maisa Shchita on the Yang. Zogt Rashi, Ashoichet Poras Chatas, Poradume, the love Lachilehi, Visher Anisko Lachash and Nigmar Dinoi, the Kaimlon, the Osabano, Atul Shochtoi, Bekedushim, Epsochim, Begla Rufe, Ishechter and Egla Rufe, the Svirulai, the Nesro, Michayim, that it's also Michaim, but Afilu Shochta Asur. So Rab Shimon Poita, the Shchita Shein Ruyehi. What is V'nisnavlo B'yodoi, Sheloi Midas, unintentionally, V'anoicha V'ama'akir Simona Midas, Pota. Here it's Pota, V'afilu L'Rabono. The Holeke Shchita Klal, this is not a Maisa Shchita. V'loidomi L'Shchita De La'el Klal. The Hosom, Shchita over there was a shchita mal yosi. He made a ma'aseh shchita. the Shechita Ma'ados and Shechita Ma'ayos Ike, but the Varacha Gom Loli Posel. Because of something else, he's not allowed to eat it. So that's a Chomim Hol, that is a Teiras Shechita. Zok the Gemara. Oma Rab Shimon Ben Lokish. Now we had one of the cases that is, according to the Chachomim, Yechayiv al Tzoysev Ez Benoi, Hashoychet Lavei Dezoret. So there's a big problem over here. If someone checks Lavei Dezoret, so he's Chayiv Misa. So there's a problem, Shishaykim Lavei Dezoret Benoi. So the thing is, if he's Chayiv Misa and Malkis, you kill him and you don't get Malkis. And here it says in the Mishnah, Hashoychet Lavei Dezoret, he's Chayiv Malkis. Now, how do we understand this? So, Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, lo yishonu al sheshochat rishayin lavoy dezor. No, it's not like this. The mother was geshochten lavoy dezor. So, and the mother is chayiv al shechten lavoy dezor. It's chayiv mis. Vesheini li shulchonoi. The second one, let's say the child, that is shechten. He shechted the aim lavoy dezor, he shechted the ben, that's oisiv es benoi. So here the din is. So you'll get two anshim, the two distinct averes. Avol rishon l'shulchanai. But what if he shechted the aim l'shulchanai? The sheini lavoy dezore, and the ben he shechted lavoy dezore. So now on the ben is for this shchiti is chayiv two anshim. He's chayiv misa, he's shechted lavoy dezore. He's chayiv malkis, because he's oisiv es benoi. But, they come lebe the rabbi minei. Here he's part of a malkis, also come lebe the rabbi minei. Zot Rashi, let us see what Rashi says. Lo ishonu de shoichet lavoy dezore chayiv ishma oisiv es benoi lerabonon. Elo sheshochat rishin lavoy dezore. He's shechted the first one, lavoy dezore. Because of Ishochad as Hashani, Lishulchanoi Lechel, the Daininelei Bereshe, first will be done him, the Asra the Shani, the Isiv Ez Benoi, will take him each of Erebazunda. First will mishpit him on Isiv Ez Benoi, Umalkinelei, and will give him Malkis. Behoda Daininein Asra the Shrita Kamaisel Abaydazor, and then will be done on the first Shrita, the Kotlinelei. So that we can do. Then you could have that you'll be like al tzayisiv as benoi in the shachad lavoy dezore. Inami b'shnei b'nei adam ha'gogot, two people that one shechted the aim lavoy dezore and one shechted the ben l'shulchonai. Avo sheini lavoy dezore. But what if the sheini is lavoy dezore? The bahach shchita bas chayse. The mechay v'lo mishemoyse v'ez benoi osi nami din k'toli lave. For this shchit, you want to be mechay v'malkes, is also chayev mise. Potami malkes. The kaimolom b'ksubis v'elo nares, mikroi v'lo nacham psukim, the tauti loy of dinim boi. You don't give a person two onshim to kill him and give him malkes. Thus nish. Let us see. Let us see the Gemara further. So this was the Memra of Rish Lakish. Amale Rab Yochanan. So Rab Yochanan told Rish Lakish, you tell me it's a Chiddush. Zu afilati noikish al beis rabim yoyim nois. What do you do? Pashteitzach, man, you're telling us a Pashtuzach. Pashteitzach, if he shechted the ben, lavoy de zor, there's a din of kim leib de rabim, and Pashteitzach, you won't get Malkis. You should have said a big Chiddush. This is what you should have said, Allah. Elo, pa'omim. He should have said a chiddush as follows. Pa'omim, shafilu shochad rishin l'shulchonai. He shechted the rishin l'shulchonai. Vishaini lavoy dezore, and he shechted the ben lavoy dezore. Chayiv. Oh, that would be a chiddush, that you're chayiv. Why don't you say, kim levi the rabbanai? And kegoin da asru bei mishim oisei vez benoi. That's a chiddush, that even though he shechted the ben l'avoy dezore, but if there was no hasro on l'avoy dezore, she won't get misa on l'avoy dezore. So that's a chiddush, that you're chayiv, even though he shechted the l'avoy dezore, since there was no asra lavaydezo. Let us see what Rashi says. The second one, he shechted lavaydezor, and then there was asra for both. The tarti lo yevdina behemen, that's poshet. Hello, im hoye loch lashme'enu dvar tama mishna, so he wants to say a pesachidish in the mishna, kach hoye loch lehme. Po'omim, shemalke shemishna seinu, afilu berishen lishulchonai v'sheni lavaydezore, leyasru boi mishum avaydezore, v'loim miktu. So Take, why didn't Resh Lakish say a bigger chiddush that I mean that in such a case you will get Malkus? So Rashi, Ula Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish holds, Kiven, the Ilu Asribe, if they would have given Hasro and Avede Zore, Avi Mikto, he would have killed them. Upatami Malkus. So Resh Lakish holds, Kilei Asribe Nami, Afilu Bepoil. They did not give him asro, af al gav deloy mikto. Even though bepoil, we will not kill him. Olohoyel ubehach isure iketzad misom. But since in this iso of shrita lavaydezor, there's an efsharus to get misim. Loy loki, so you won't get malkis. So, Resh Lakish holds, chai ve misa shoygigim are also potter for malkis. Vetsubis yalef taima mikroi be'elonaris. So let us see the Gemara. Reb Shimon ben Lakish oma, kiven dechi asru bei potter. Resh Lakish holds, no, I vehemently disagree with you. Kimin the chiyasre bei potter, if you would give asra, your potter, kiloy asre bei nami potter, so if he didn't give asra, but since this is a love, which could potter Malkus with asra, it potters Malkus afilo without asra. Va'ozdu l'taymayu. So now the Gemara says, this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, if chai ve'misi shoygigim, pater for Malkus, is, we have a similar machloikis in Ksubis. Chiyosa ravdimi oma, chai ve'misi shoygigim, chai ve'malkis shoygigim v'dovar acher, Rabbi Yochanan oimer chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan holds your chayiv, since it was shoygigin, Resh Lakish, omar potter. Rabbi Yochanan oimer chayiv, tole yasrebei. Resh Lakish oimer potter, the kivin the chi yasrebei potter, kile yasrebei nami potter. Let us see Rashi. Chai v'misi shoygigim, chai v'malki shoygim v'dobaracha, tabayu koi. Chai v'misi shoygigim v'dobaracha, over avere b'loi hasro, dainu shoygig, v'yesh bo din misi, moye masrim boi, v'yesh bo oi, chi v'dobaracha, kigoin malkis, shisro boi le malkis, kio damor, o yesh bo chi v'momim, ab yoich en anoy machai, boi se dobaracha, shima misi, oyo, vein in erat. וכן חייב עם מלכס שויגים דבר אחר שעבר הבירה שיש בו מלכס ומומוים. So the thing is, since he was a שויגיק, כן אוכל מייסה שני של חברי בגבולם. He's a מזיק, and he's in a yet מייסה שני בגבולם. אין הבא לטריפה של חברי, אבל היסר בו אלה מלכס. So so that it's a Golashitosai that Rameya that Resh Lakish holds Chayvei Resh Lakish holds that Chayvei Misa Shoygigim patters, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Chayvei Misa Shoygigim does not patter. So we have a Gemara in Ksubis and a Gemara in here. The Gemara says Utzricha, I need both Machlekesim. The E Ashminin Boho Boho Koma Rab Shimon Ben Lakish Avo Boho Eima Moidele Rab Yochanan. So let's see what Rashi says. What does the Boho mean? Boho Koma Resh Lakish the potter mimalkis, hoyu v'yesh b'shchitezu tzad misim, is pokalei teures malkis minei, because these are two onshim, the tarti begufa le romile, these are two onshe agu ilka, afilo yasr bele mise, like a malkis, abachai v'misi shogim davarachet le momen, dechode begufa v'chode b'momoine, eima tavai romile. I would say that there could be two different chiyuvim on him, because this is a chiyuv on the goof, this is a chiyuv on the moment. V'heichet de miktol le mishalom, v'shim de kom le b'darabne, aval heichet de le miktol mishalom. So if we'd only say over here, amach leikas, I would say that Rabbi Shimon Malakish only says, by two chiyuvi aguf, then there can't be two chiyuvi aguf, and then even though one was without asro. But by Misa Momen, I'm a Moidelei Rabbi Yochanan, because it's not two Chiyuv Yaguf, it's one Chiyuv Misa and one Chiyuv Momen. Vitma Boho, Boho Kama Rabbi Yochanan. Boho Kama Rabbi Yochanan, Dawata Yechayev, by Misa Momen. Aber Bome Moidelei Shemin Lokish, Tzriche. Vachtelei Moidelei Shlokish, Leiram Yeteres Malkis, Baberish, Al Misa Klaut.